Today is Daf Vav. We are on Daf Vav, on the top line. So basically, we ended off saying, what is the story with being able to have relations with a woman, your wife, for the first time on a Friday night? And we said there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Davish Eina Mitzchavin, where you don't intend to, if you do an action which may or may not result in an Aveira, you're allowed to do it. Right? You could do an action that may or may not result in an Aveira, and you don't have Kavana, for example, you want to comb your hair. That may or may not result in hair coming out, so it's mutter. We hold it's mutter. If for sure hair comes out, then it's awesome. That becomes a psik ratio. It's automatically going to happen. So the question here is, when you break the woman's basulim, what are you doing? So first we said maybe you're just opening a door, then maybe it's a wound, and then not only that, Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmir by wound, by davish and mischavein, is mekel by wounds. That's a funny thing. So here we go, on top. Itmar, or you don't have to read the word Itmar, Bibi Bebe Rav Amri Rav Shari, Rav said it's mutter, Ushmuel Usser. And Shmuel said, no, it's Usser to do that, to have relations Friday night. But in Arda, they said, Rav Asar, Ushmuel Shari. Exact opposite. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, V'simanach, and the simon is, Elu makilun la'atzman, V'elu makilun la'atzman. That each one was make of for themselves. In their own town. So in Arda, Shmuel said it's mutter, and in the other town, Rav said it's mutter. Now, Varav Shari, is it possible to say that Rav said it's mutter? Why? V'amar of Shini Bar Chizki Mishmei de Rav. If Shini Bar Chizki said the name of Rav, Hai Misuraychia Dinizaisa. If you have a rag, and there's a barrel, and the barrel is leaking wine, and you want to stop the barrel from leaking wine, so you take a rag and you stuff up the hole with a rag. Aser Laduka Biyomatava. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Why are you not allowed to do that on Yontif? What are you doing? It's a big that's big Tosfos discusses what exactly Issa you're doing. But whatever Issa you're doing, right?
What is they trying to say that you're doing?
What?
They're trying to say.
What?
This is going to be the rag, isn't it?
The Issa's the rag. So what they're trying to say is. We'll see in a minute. Right? We'll see in a minute. So, but the problem is, you're not allowed to stuff up the hole with a rag on Yontif, says Rav. You're not allowed to do that. Why are you not allowed to do that? Because, in Pasha Pshat, by doing that, you're being over the Avera of Schita. What's Schita? It's a tolda of Malabin. Malabin means to whiten, to clean, and by getting this wet, you're cleaning the rag. So how could Rav say it's mutter to have relations for the first time on Friday night? Aren't you doing an aveira? The wife picks this case to ask the question is a far-fetched thing. The Gemara answers, no. Bahahu, regarding the rag, I feel Reb Shimon moda. Even Reb Shimon would agree it's a problem. Why? Did they both hold moda Reb Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamas? It's a psik reisha. How is the rag not going to get wet? How is that not going to happen? However, when it comes to relations, we said yesterday, there are people that know how to do it without breaking the psulim. And therefore, since some people know how to do it, the Gemara, believe they're not going to say today that rove people know how to do that. Since people know how to do that, therefore it's not a psik reisha. And therefore it would be mutter. And Rav is consistent. The Amar of Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Halacha Kriv Yehuda Halacha Zakriv Yehuda Rav Chana Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halacha Kriv Shimon Halacha Zakriv Shimon Rav Chia Bar Avin Masnila below Gavri, and Rav Chia Bar Avin said it without any other people, like no other names attached. Rav Amar Halacha Kriv Yehuda Ushmuel Amar Halacha Kirab Shimon. So it's a kasha because Rav just said the opposite, right? Shmuel said it's Aser. So Laolam Rav Kriv Yehuda. Svirulach. Really, you could say that Rav holds like a Yehuda. Lahach lishna, that what? So lahach, it's going to be mutter there. Why? Lahach lishna da amadam mifkat pocket. If you hold that the issue is opening a door. So makalkel hu eitz ala pesach. Or you do makalkel. And we said yesterday that since it's a mitzvah, it becomes mutter. And lahach lishadam adam chabure michbar. And if you hold that it's not opening a door, but rather it's making a wound, mekalkel b'chaburhu. It's also kilkel. All wounds are mekalkel. And again, normally it's asa derabanan. Here it would be mutter because it's a mitzvah. So either way, you're safe.
So all chabur is kilkel. So is
correct.
That that's
it's hard to think of a case like that.
That's productive.
So
what
do
you
chay
for chabura?
So that's an exception. We said that there's a gemara there in Shav that says that mekalkel is an exception by chabura. Because otherwise it's never going to be asar. So Tosus asks the following question. How is it possible to say that by getting a rag full of wine, that's libun? That's cleaning it? I understand by water you could say such a thing.
I thought it was raining it out. It's a problem.
What? But shchita is a told of malabin, of libun. So what are you doing, really? You're supposed to be getting it clean. That's what leave it is. So there's an argument to say that when you get something wet with water, you're cleaning it. That's an argument. How can you say that about wine?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense. It's dirty now. On the contrary, right? How to get clean?
Tzoveh is more of a problem than malabim.
What?
Tzoveh would be a bigger problem than malabim in the wine.
So let's look at the big toast votes. We'll start 1, 2, 3. The third line, the third wide line. We're not going to read the whole thing. The third wide line. See the third wide line? Amar Rabbeinu Tam, it can't be schita. Because the beginning part explained why it can't be schita. Because it can't be schita because it's not water. Schita only makes sense by water, not by wine. Only makes sense by
beer,
water.
It's beer, not wine.
What?
It's beer.
So who said it's even beer? Same thing.
Big difference.
Why? What's the difference?
It's beer when it goes on its pen.
But it's not water. So how do you make something clean by getting it dirty? That makes any sense. How does that work? That's what Tosfos says. So he says, "V'amr ben atam, da'avim mishum mafarik." It's mafarik. What's mafarik? Mafarik is like separating what, like squeezing out a wheat from the curd. What?
Squeezing.
Some kind of squeezing, not libun. A different kind of squeezing, right? V'asura and it's aser kimo schitas zeisim va'anavim. Just like you can't squeeze grapes on Shabbos. What is that? Libun? It's not libun. The difference is sir. You can't say it's also because of mafarik. What's being mafarik here? What's squeezing? The wine's going from the barrel to the rim. What kind of squeezing is that? Kivon shanischat holech liibud because af al gaf david psik resha. What he's saying is, what do you do with this rag now? You throw it out. You want the rag to get wet? No. You want it to get full of wine? No. You have no choice. You don't want it to leak. So what are you doing with the rest? What are you doing with what you squeeze out? What do you squeeze? What grape? What do you do with the grape? What you squeeze? You make wine out of it. What do you do with this squeeze out stuff? Throw it in the garbage. So you don't even want it. How could that be usher? How could it be usher? Aye, it's a psik resha.
That's problem.
Oh, so it's a psik resha. The chayin pirish ha'aruch. That's what the aruch says. The chal psik resha delo nichole shari. If it's a psik resha that you don't want it, it's mutter. V'chein v'ikr ra'yaso b'perek kol hatadir. His main raya for that is in Zvachim, where it says, Alibad Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, mizalfin yayin al gabi ha'ishim, you're allowed to sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach, even though it's a carbon, right? Even though when you sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach, you know what you're doing? You're putting out the fire of the Mizbeach, which you're not allowed to do. Why are you sprinkling wine on the Mizbeach? It's a carbon. Such a thing as sprinkling wine is a carbon. So you sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach. By doing that, you put out some of the fire. How could you do that? Well, I don't want to do that. So what? It's a psik resha. The answer is, it's a psik resha that you don't want to happen is mutter. Afagaf the psik resha hu, devade mechabahu, you're certainly putting out the fire, kivan de lo nichale, b'hai kibu, shari. Since you don't want it to go out, it's mutter. The Od Maisi Raya Milolav Hagazel. He brings another Raya from Lolav Hagazel. What does it say over there? The Kamar Belazer Reb Shimon Mematim Anavim Biyantif. You're allowed to take berries off Hadasim. You have Hadasim, and you're not allowed to have berries on Hadasim. But if you have berries, you take them off. He says you're allowed to do that. Yantif Pirish In VeHadas Uparich VaMasakin Mana. But you're fixing a kli by doing that. The Umokim La BeMischavein LaAchila. Now I want to eat them. I want to eat these berries. So I'm not doing it to make a hadassim. I want to do it to eat them. V'savar la kavua. Uparach, 1 second. From other Rav Shimon, psik resha. So what? It's still psik resha.
You're still making the hadasim. You're fixing them. You're making them sakin mana. I don't care. You want to eat that. What's the difference? It's still psik reisha. You know, you have more hoshanas. So therefore, I'm not doing anything to these hoshanas. I'm not making a sakin mana. I don't need it. Alma, kiven delo nichole, since I don't need it, velo chayish bahai tikkin, I don't really need this hadasim because I have good hadasim over there. Shari, it's mutter. Afagaf the psik reisha hu, even though it's a psik reisha.
Yeah, he interchanges
Oshanas
with Hadassim.
He means Hadassim.
This is very, very difficult, by the way.
Why?
Because it depends on an individual basis. He's lumping everything together.
Correct. One second, he's actually going to say something like that, similar. The Venera Luri, the Lo Kashamidi, says to me, I'm not impressed by the Aruch, what the Aruch just did. What did he just do? He just said that all psikrashas do olichale amutter.
Exactly.
Says to me, no way. The Aser Lischot Bishar Mashke, Mishum Libun, Kimo Mayim. No. Of course, you can have Libun with other mashkim, other than water. The problem is, the Tosis, the part we didn't read, says all these things you're not allowed to do, Shema Yitzchot. For example, you're walking in the street, there's a puddle, and you can't cross, it's too deep. It's a massive thing of snow, it's too deep. So you're not allowed to go in there. Why? You Shema Yitzchot. So says Tosis, it only makes sense by water. So Tosfos says, of course, you can make Libun. Of course, Libun applies to other liquids. What the svar for that is, I'm not 100% sure. Why should that be? That makes it dirty. But he says, of course there is. Mihu, velo chayish, one second, where am I reading? Mikal makom, lo chayishidan buhu, shema yishchot. There's no chishash, I might come to do schita by non-water. Of course schita applies. But to have a gzeira, I can't do A, because it's going to lead to schita. That only makes sense by water. That's his chiddush. I can't do A because it might lead to schita. That only makes sense by water. Is there schita by non-water? Of course. But to say I'm not going to do things, I'm making gzeiras because it might lead to, that only makes sense by water. Like go crossing through the puddle, all these things. Kivan shereach, shatam vereach, nishar bibegadim. Right, it'll remain in the begadim. Uma'ad ha'yanena b'schitasa. Some people like that. It gets a fragrance to the red. Some people like that. So to say that there's no schita, impossible. That for sure there is. To say there's a gzera ought to or might leap, that only applies by water. That's the Tosfos' distinction. So to say there's a psik reisha that olichle is mutter on that one, no way. That's not a raya. Umatzinan lemein ranami de aser mishum mafarik. Even it says aser afalgaf davim psikreishu do licha aser lechachil lo rabshimon kamalacha shetuicha legufa. V'rayis ha'aruch en a rayis. I'm not impressed with any of his rayis. Why? Tahi demat rabshimon lazalav yayin agavi ha'ishim. How come he allowed you to sprinkle the water, the wine on the mizbeach, even though you're going to put out some of the fire? Is that a raya that psikreishu do licha leith mutter? No. Ikal lemeimar the shiny mitzvah shiny. Maybe a mitzvah is different. A carbon's different, which we said yesterday, same thing. Right? What? Right. Ah, what about the fact you have another Hoshana? So that implied that the Gemara gave that answer. So that implies that a psik reisha d'lo nichale is mutter. No, ikal meimar d'shari again, bisho mitzvah. Right? Okay. Inami hachi pirish wa psik reisha hu d'isle yoshana achwiti hoel v'chein Rav Shimon, Charlie Rav Shimon, maybe you'll end up needing that Hoshana, you never know. Like you said, you might end up needing that one. Maybe the kids are going to come and play with it and they're going to ruin them all. You'll need these. So therefore, it's a problem. It is Misakin Mana. Right? Okay.
I just didn't understand the case. The case he gave, why is it a Makhil Pach?
What?
You're stuffing up the battle.
I don't think you say makar patish in a non-normal thing. It's not a normal way to stop
it. Finish it up.
No, but it's only temporary. It's not. I don't know the parameters of makar patish. I would say off the cuff that it's not makar patish if it's not the intended way to finish something. Right, that's not makar patish. So how do you finish a barrel with material from the barrel? So I use a rag. That's not makar patish. That's what I would say off the cuff. But here. If you got some material, if you got some wood or pitch or something like that, then it wouldn't be a kashik, it wouldn't be libun, this whole gemara wouldn't get off the ground.
If this Gemara was instead of using a rag, you would put garbage in. Instead of using a rag, you put a cork in the hole.
Right.
Would that be a problem?
That would be a different problem. That would be a problem. Makropatish, maybe. Or bone. Makropatish. Or Masakin Mana. You finish the kli.
Right.
The whole kasha comes because you use a rag. And what happens? It makes the rag wet.
Yeah.
That's the whole story. All right, so it's a little bit of a taste. Someone told me yesterday, we already got to Shas Katan. Right in the first week, we talk about Shabbos. Right? That's right. Comes up again, Shabbos, in this Masechta, many times. A lot of these sodos of Shabbos are here in Ksuvas. It's a funny place to put them because, okay.
We weren't in Shabbos, I'm sure.
It's a little carrying.
It's a solid work, by the way.
Right? The whole Masechta of Shabbos is all about carrying, right? All the rules of Psik Reisha are all that one case where the fly is in the drawer and you close the drawer. The trap, the fly, you didn't want to trap the fly, you didn't, maybe there isn't a fly even in there. All that, one little line of the Gemara, the whole rules of Psik Reisha, one little thing. Okay. Next. Masniv Rav Chista. Rav Chista asked the following question. It's a little bit off topic. Tinokos, you have girls, Shalo Higiazmana Liros. They're not really old enough to have a period. So they're not really old enough to see dam. However, they do have basulim. And when those basulim break, they're going to bleed. So now we know, there's another rule. Today, bisman is there, we don't hold like this. But back then, dam basulim are not matame. Dam nida are matame. Dam basulim are not matame. So you have a young girl, how long do you have to worry that these are only dam basulim and not dam nida? She doesn't have dam nida. She's a little girl. Not until what age? No, I'm talking about. So he says like this. Tinokos shlo igiyas mana liros v'nithes. Right? They're not old enough to have dam nida. They have dam basulim because they're the basulos. So b'shamei omrim nosdin la arba lelos. They have 4 nights. Right? So in other words, she's bleeding for 4 nights. We will attribute the dam for 4 nights after the wedding. We will attribute it to dam besulim. After that, you have to be choshesh. Maybe ready. She became an ida. Ube sil omrim. No, ad shetich yahamaka. Until that maka, in other words, she's bleeding for a month. We will say, says Basilo, we will say that dam is from dam besulim. It's a month. Okay, it's taking her a very long time to heal. But to say that it's dam nida, why should we say that? She's 10 years old, 9 years old. Why should we say that? Higiazman liros. What if she's already a 15-16 year old girl, and now she got married? Higiazman liros. Vinises. She got married. So b'shami omrim nos nilalai larishon. Only the first night we're going to say it's dam basulim. After that, we'll say it's dam nida. Ubeis hilal omrim ad matzah shabbos. You have till matzah shabbos. Arab Leilos, which is, by the way, 4 nights. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Matzah Shabbos. What?
If it's 4 nights. Oh, 1 night.
He said 1 night in this case. She's 20 years old.
Why is he changing the opinion?
Well, because now she's already old enough to have a dam nida.
Yeah, but the Basulim can still last for 4 nights.
What?
Basulim can still last for 4 nights.
She says Beshamah, not if she's old enough. It's a big chumra. Beshamah is very machmer. If you're already old enough to have dam nida.
Changes, you mean?
What?
The
mechoshesh
for
nida. The mechoshesh. So 1 night, we're not chol. First night. She's not an Ida. She wasn't an Ida. You had a wedding. Husband and wife are together. No problem. She's probably going to bleed because the dam basulim are going to break. Probably going to happen. After that, she bleeds the next night. We have to be choshish. Maybe it's dam nida. How do we know? It's a chumra. Says Bishul, no, you have 4 nights. What is the kasha? Now, my love, the ilo baal, motzi baal afilu b'shabbos. That implies, right? Why did it say 4 nights ad Matzah Shabbos? I know how to count. If you get married on a Wednesday, 4 nights later is Matzah Shabbos. I know how to count. Why do you have to say that? Why did he have to say it twice? He was trying to say that what happens if you didn't have a Wednesday night? You're too tired. You couldn't do it. Thursday also something happened. Friday night also something happened. Oh no, Friday night now you're wide awake. So we'll do Friday night. Are you allowed to? So we have a discussion in the staff whether or not you're allowed to have relations for the first time on a Friday night. So here you are. My love, the ilo ball, mati ball, afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to.
How do you get that? Okay, I thought the implication was if you had be the first night, you have 4 nights to allow to see blood. So how are you assuming now that you could have bia for the first time? How are you seeing that you could have bia for the first time?
Because since the Gemara, since he said two statements, he said you could have bia for four, you could have dam for four nights. Until Matzah Shabbos. Why do you throw that in?
He's saying two.
That meaning until Matzah Shabbos to get it going. So if the first night is Friday night, it's mutter. So Amar Rav Lo Levard Mi Shabbos. No, not Shabbos, not included. I've Amale Abaya Va'ad Matzah Shabbos Arba Leilos Ketani. But it said 4 nights, including Matzah Shabbos. So Amale Rav El Amar Rava Kishabal. No. He shouldn't have done that, but he did it. He shouldn't have had relations, but he did. So give me 1 second. Ikishabal my Kamash Malan. So the Matzah Chiddush. What are you telling me? He did something he shouldn't have done. Okay. What kind of statement is that? So Gemara says, "Kamash Shmuel." I'll tell you what the chiddush is: the Shari leMival b'Shabbos Kiddush Shmuel. No, you're allowed to, like Shmuel said, to Amar Shmuel Pirza dechuka. If you walk through a semi-open door, Mutter leKanas ba b'Shabbos. You're allowed to keep on walking through on Shabbos. Afal pi shemeshayir tzoros. Even though when you walk by, you're probably going to brush off some pebbles on your shirt, it's still mutter. In other words, there's a doorway here, but it's very like, you know, half built, but it's there. I'm allowed to walk through. Maybe I'll make it a little bigger. We're not choshish for that. So too, you already had relations earlier in the week. You had relations maybe Wednesday, Thursday. You didn't finish the job. You're choshish, maybe you didn't finish the job and there's still basul in there. Same thing. Says Shmuel, it's not a problem. That's the chiddush. That you're allowed to do. Okay.
I don't know. Wasn't this discussion about how
what?
Long
you
see...
So still no raya about...
Exactly, there's no raya either way.
Wasn't the discussion how long you would see blood from the first night,
yes,
and now they're completely taking it out of...
Correct.
Why they do... What forces them to do that?
Because I told you. Look at the top Rashi. Hanach arba leilos ad matzah Shabbos. These 4 nights, until matzah Shabbos. Diktani lahachi, tana lahu, di'i lo baal bi'i lo gemura. And if you don't finish it, Motzi limval, you're allowed to keep on going. The chol dam shehu motzi tamid b'ha'arosav hu dam besulim. And we're going to say every night you have relations. We don't hold like this today. You can't do this. But then, back then, so Wednesday night you had relations. You're not sure. Maybe it's still more dam besulim. So Thursday night again you will have relations. And Friday night again. And Motzi Shabbos again. Now you have to stop. Why? Because now any dam you see, we're choshesh it's dam nida. That's what Beis Hillel said. And what do you see from here? That even on Shabbos he could do it. So the answer is, no, it's not a right you can do it on Shabbos. We're talking about a case where he's doing it every night to finish the job. That's just like walking through a half-open door. You're allowed to do that. Same story. You're allowed to do this. Okay? Masiv, Rav Yosef asks now the following question. Chassan, we all know this. Chassan pater mi kriya shma lalei rishona ad matzah Shabbos im lo asa maitha. A chassan's pater from kriya shma, the night of his wedding, through Matzah Shabbos, as long as if he didn't do the Maisa. Why is he Pater from Kriya Shema if he didn't do the Maisa? Why? He's Tarad. My love, aren't we saying, the Tarad, since he's Tarad, the boy Lemival, because he's gotta be with her, and that's very daunting for a young boy, so he's very, very preoccupied, he can't concentrate on Hashem, he can't say Kriya Shema. And what do you see from here? And even Friday night you're allowed to, because he's Tarid. So the Gemara says, lo, Amalei Abaye lo. The Tarid, no, listen to this. Amalei Abaye lo. The Tarid, the lo boil. He's Tarid because he can't do it.
He's anxious.
He's sitting there at the Shabbos table. Can you please pass the salt? He's all nervous. Why? Because they didn't do anything. They didn't consummate the marriage yet. It's already Friday night, and he can't even do anything. So it's such a nervous situation. That's why he's nervous. He's so nervous, he doesn't even have to say Kriya Shema. You hear that? He's punted from Kriya Shema. They're sitting there together at the Shabbos table. It's so awkward. He's punted from Kriya Shema. You hear this? Says Abaya.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, you have a real kasha?
I mean, they didn't see blood. There was no action at all.
There was no action.
Oh, okay.
He couldn't do it. But for whatever reason. The point is...
You couldn't finish the job.
No, he said, could you start and not finish? You couldn't even start. I don't know. What's the difference?
No, I'm saying, did they see blood just not blood?
I don't know. Probably not. It seems like it's not. The point is...
I want to know. These guys know well enough that if they saw 5 ml of blood versus 30 ml of blood, that it's
so,
the job and not
so, finish. So Abaya says, that's the issue. The issue with you, Tarid, you didn't do anything.
So I'm only right, 1 second. If that's potters you, when we should treat the potter, elamayata, tavas finasa bayam, right? You've come home from work on Friday afternoon and you have a horrible day at work. What, you potter from Kriyashma that night? Because you had a horrible day. You're thinking about what happened that day. Hachanami the potter. Vachitim hachanami. You want to attack, it's true. That's not true. Amar ava barzav to amar rav. Avel chayiv b'chal mitzvah amurz b'torah. An avel is chayiv in every mitzvah in the Torah. Chutz min ha-tfilin, except from tfilin. Shenemar behen pe'er, because tfilin is a separate thing. By the way, Tosfos points out there's one other mitzvah an avel is not chayiv in also, which is called learning Torah. Right? But what do you see from here? An avel is very preoccupied. He's very upset. He's very very distraught. And yet he has to say Kriyat Shema. The only out he has is tefillin. The whole separate thing. It's a pair. It's called an ornament. And Avil doesn't wear an ornament. That's it.
We don't hold like that.
Yes, we do. Avil does wear tefillin. It's a whole discussion. It's a whole machlokes. If the first day Avil wears tefillin or not. It's a big machlokes. It's not so simple. Many hold no. I think maybe in Israel they hold more no. What? If you come back from the Levaya at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you didn't put on tefillin yet because in the morning you were an onin. Now you put on tefillin? It's a big machlokas.
I think I did.
Yeah?
I
think it's a big, big machlokas. I didn't either. Anyway, El Amar Rava Tanoihi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. What's a machlokas Tanoim? This whole issue about Torid. The Tana Chada, one Tana said, Imlo Asa Maisa, Barishon. If you didn't do what you had to do the first night, Potter, Af Basheni. Basheni, Potter Af Bashlishi. Right? Even Friday night, you're Potter. Why? Gesundheit. Because this Tana holds, you're allowed to have relations on Friday night, and therefore you're preoccupied about it. Vitana Ida, another Tana says, Rishon, Basheni, Potter. The first night and the second night, you're Potter. Shlishi Chayev. No, Friday night already is too late. Now already you're old news, you're an old couple already, you're married for three whole days, and there's no more awkwardness, and there's no more hepator. You couldn't get the job done, that's okay, it'll happen, right? Okay. Now, Now, what about Abaya? What does Abaya say? Abaya said that you're torrid, right? So if Abaya... Hasam Nami Tirda the Pligi. He also says the arguing in Tarid. Rava just mentioned two Tanoim. What's Abai going to do with them? The Ahani Tanoi Kihani Tanoi. And Abai is going to phrase it a little different. The Tanya Hakor says a Basula. If someone marries a Basula, Lo Yivo Betchila B'Shabbos. You can't have relations for the first time on Shabbos. The Chama Tir. The Chama say you can. Man Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim? Amar Rabba Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon. Tama who said, Davashenim is chavin mutter. A Davashenim is chavin is mutter. We'll get to that in a second. Look at the Rashi of Vabaya. Rashi says something so staggering. Vabaya. He says, Amarlach. Now, Abaya said that if you're tarid, you're putter. Right? So Rava asked him, what are you talking about? If you're tarid, you're putter, what about an oval? So Rava said, you want to tell me, what about you had a bad day at work and you're putter? It's not true. An oval has a very bad day. He's not potter. So Rava said, I'll tell you what the issue is. It's a machlokas. How many days you're tarred for? Some said even for Rabbi said you're tarred, you're not going to do anything. Says Rava, that doesn't make any sense. You're not going to do that. What kind of tarred is that? Tarred by not acting? A novel's also like that, and he's chayiv. No, the issue was how many days you get to do the job, which is the same machlokas as Abaya. Which is basically how many days can you have relations on Shabbos or not? Same issue. But Abaya said that you're tarred by not doing anything. Now Abaya has to explain himself. So why is it an oval taket off potter? So Abaya, look what Rashi says, Amalach Hanach Tanoi Nami Bitur de Pligi. They're also arguing about Tarid. Fahai de Potter Lami Kriyashma. Why are you potter from Kriyashma? Lav Mishum de Shari Lemival. Not because you're allowed to. Like, that's what Rava said. Rava said, the argument is, are you allowed to? No, you're not allowed to. Ela kasavar ha-mitzdayer, tzayer shel mitzvah, potter mikriyashma. When you're mitzdayer about a mitzvah, not a mitzdayer about the stock market. You're mitzdayer about a mitzvah, you're potter. So Rava says, the machlokas is about what? Are you allowed to have relations on Shabbos or not? Abaye says, that's not what the machlokas is about. You're not allowed to. The machlokas is about, are you Torah in a mitzvah? What about a novel? Sakam a novel has to say Kriya Shema? You Torah in a mitzvah?
Which mitzvah?
Avelis. Ah, v'lo dami la'avel, listen to this. V'lo dami la'avel, the tarid tirda de rishus. That's a rishus. Why? She ain't tsaro mitzvah. To be in tsar, that's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Afal pi she'avelaso mitzvah. Her holding from avelos is a mitzvah. Not shaving is a mitzvah. Not sitting on a big chair is a mitzvah. Right? Ripping your clothing is a mitzvah. To be upset about it? That's not a mitzvah. It's an amazing thing to say. Is that a mitzvah? Right?
It's funny, because on Shabbos you have to have simcha, you have to have simcha, they're enforced, and they're making sure you do have to have that.
Right, and here, you're not feeling it. So there's no, here, there's no feelings. Right. There's no, it's very cold. There's no feelings. There's just nice.
You're supposed to have feelings.
What? You're not even putter anyway. Right, see what he's saying? There's no mitzvah to be entire. There's no mitzvah you can't say Kriya Shema. There's no mitzvah like that. On the wedding night, there's a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm so preoccupied. I'm potter from Kriya Shema. Says Rashi, what? There's no mitzvah to be upset. It's a mitzvah to be a novel. Yeah, whatever that veil is, whatever halachas. You can't listen to music. That's a mitzvah. Right? You can't learn Torah. That's a mitzvah. On the veil, not learn Torah. It's a mitzvah. To be upset? I can't say Shema tonight. I'm so upset. It's no mitzvah like that. That's fascinating. Fascinating. Right? Okay. So we ended off by saying, what'd we say? That Abaye will hold. So why on earth why would someone be allowed to get married on a Friday night? Because they hold like Reb Shimon that a davish ena meschaven is mutter. What does that mean? That means when I have relations with her, I might or might not break the basulim. And since I might or might not break the basulim, and you also have to say you don't want that to happen, which is that's a very shaky thing to say anyway. Because you do want it to happen. We said yesterday, you want it to happen because it allows you to get pregnant. So you really want that to happen.
You don't want the blood.
You don't want the blood. Okay, so that's so mama, we're so like putting a microscope on the exact issue here. Okay, so you say all that. Isn't it a psikresha? That's not, we said this already yesterday. It's a psikresha. How do you have relations and not break the basulim? How do you do that? So amalei. Not like those dumb Babylonians, they don't know what they're doing. They're not experts. Hatia means to angle, right? There are experts that can angle in such a way not to break the basulim.
First time.
Right? Im Kane, if so, Tarad Lama. Then who's Tarad? Why are they Tarad?
Bikim.
Exactly. The answer is Lusha Eno Baki. No, for the Nabandus are not a Baki. They're not Bikiyim. So, Yomru, so then why don't we make a distinction? Baki Mutter, she ain't a Baki Aser. Right? The answer is Rav Bikiyim Haim. Most of them are Baki.
So why is there no Kriyishma?
What?
There should be Kriyishma the first time.
Exactly.
So maybe for them there is.
Well, that was only for the
right.
Avloyim and whoever is not Bikiyim?
What? 1 second, Rav Bikiyim Haim, therefore what? Ain't a chanami. If you're not a baki, you can't. So that goes against what we said yesterday in the name of the Rajba. Right? We said the Rajba said that since some people out there are experts, even though you're not an expert, you don't know what you're doing, you're allowed to have relations on a Friday night because it goes by the world. Right? Since some people, since it's not a psikration in the world, for you, you can do it. Here, the Gemara seems to say not like that. Right? Amale Rava Barav Chanan Labaya Elameyata. 1 second. If we're talking about a guy who's a Baki, then Shushbin in Lama, Mapa Lama. What do you need a guy there for? And what do you need a Mapa? Mapa is a napkin. Right? What's going on? Let's look at Rashi. Shushbin in Lama. It's the third wide line, where the lines get wide. Meyacha Sheyesh Bikin Livo Below Dam. Since there are people that are experts and they can have relations without getting any Dam out of there. So Hatanya Lekamam, we're going to learn later on in Daf Yud Beis. Hayumamidin lahem shnei shushbinim. They would send these two people, echad lo v'echad lo, one for him, one for her. Kedei l'mashmesh l'mashamesh esachasin v'esakala klomar. Help them out, klomar. In other words, lavaker achareihem to make sure shloyinu guba ramah espatanis basulim. They shouldn't lie. She wasn't really a basula, but he really likes her. Okay, I don't care. What do I care?
The other way around.
Oh, the other way around, right? right? Or really she was a basula because he hates her guts. So he'll make up a story. No, they would send people there. Check it out.
What's the even? Forget the guys. There's no blood here. And how can you even make?
That's exactly the Gemara's question. That's exactly the Gemara's question. Right? What are they? What are they doing there for? What are they doing there? The guys are experts.
And why are they getting married? When they're not, who cares when they get married? There's no running the bases because there's no blood. I mean,
Maybe he's such an expert that he'll know she's not a basula. Which I think is the Gemara's answer.
Yeah, but what does he do if he brings it to court?
What?
He brings it to court, so no blood. Now what?
Yeah.
Right.
He's an expert.
So the Gemara says, Amalei, Hassam, the case over there is Shema Yira, Hilsidam, Viyaved. And he'll lose it. He lost it. I lost it. So therefore what? Mm-hmm. Right?
There's no blood. I mean,
what?
He's an expert.
Yeah, it's not going to have blood.
Huh?
The blood is not going to come
maybe
out.
That's the problem.
How could he see blood, right?
No, yeah. People are there. He's talking about why we do that. You leave those people there in place and the sheet in place so that you make sure he doesn't destroy it.
Destroy what?
Evidence.
What evidence? He's an expert, I thought.
Rashi says.
Really, this guy's not the expert. He didn't learn it in custom class.
Yeah, 10 years old, he's learning this stuff.
I think Rashi says it. One second. Tosva says it. What's going on here? What's going on? That maybe you're going to lose the dam, right? And you're going to taina that she wasn't a dam basulim. That's why I have someone else there to corroborate what I said. But you want to do like this. You're an expert, right? And maybe you had relations with her and you're going to taina that what?
You didn't see
me. That when I choshish for that. And I'm choshish for that because you're an expert, right? Right? And what's she going to say? She'll say, no, I'm still a basula. So that's something that you don't know who to believe. It's a typical lawsuit where you don't know who to believe. The only time you believe the husband is because he comes with a dam in his hand. Right? The husband comes. I say she was not a basula. She says, yes, she was. Where's the dam? Right? It's not here.
Who says that?
The husband, shouldn't it be on the sheet? It's not here, it's empty, it's clean. Obviously.
I was saying he's an expert.
What?
I was saying he's an expert.
Right, so if he's an expert and he comes and says there was no dam, she says, yeah, you know why there was no dam? Because I'm a basula and you're an expert.
Right.
So who do you believe? That we don't know who to believe. Right. We're not talking about that case. We're talking about a case where the guy's got a regular guy and there was dam, but he lost it. So now he comes, oh, I lost it. Really, you lost it? Who loses that? So the neighbor will come, the friend will come, yeah, I'm corroborating it. That's why you still need an expert. You still need another guy. Alright, does that make sense at the end of it?
None of this makes sense.
Yeah. Alright, so we'll stop here. Everybody pick up. We'll pick up tomorrow. Have a very good day.